Governor Tours flood damage provides update on Texas's response to severe flooding in central Texas. Texas border business. Leander, Governor Greg Abbott received a briefing and held a press conference at Donald Lewis Heil Elementary School on Texas's continued response to severe flooding impacting central Texas. Prior to the briefing and press conference, the governor toured damage at Sandy Creek Bridge and met with local first responders to thank them for their service. "Our number one job is always saving lives, protecting lives, and finding those who have lost their lives," said Governor Abbott. "That is a 24/7 operation that we are unrelenting in continuing to pursue. We as a state are going to be able to respond and recover from this. We are community. We are Texas strong." Watch the governor's full press conference here. The governor was joined at the briefing and press conference by Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd, Texas Department of Transportation Executive Director Mark Williams, Texas Game Wardens Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker, Travis County ESD-1 Assistant Chief Todd Weidman, and other state and local officials. Beginning his visit to Leander, Governor Abbott toured Sandy Creek Bridge and the surrounding impacted community, where he met with volunteers, residents, and first responders working to remove debris and restore infrastructure. Residents were thankful for the state's swift response and for the temporary bridge that was constructed by state and county personnel to reconnect their communities to major roadways. During the press conference, Governor Abbott expressed his deepest condolences for those who have lost a loved one and whose lives have been affected by the recent heavy rainfall and disastrous flooding. Governor Abbott also thanked the 25 states that have sent resources and personnel to support Texas's search and rescue and recovery operations. The governor noted that 21 counties are included in his disaster declaration for impacted communities to ramp up deployment of all available state resources to help support local response efforts. Additionally, Governor Abbott and Director Williams discussed the state's expedited plans to restore infrastructure damaged by recent storms and flooding throughout central Texas, including designing new bridges to replace those washed away. As other parts of the state are expecting severe weather throughout this week, the governor encouraged Texans to monitor the weather, make an emergency plan, and heed the guidance of state and local officials to keep themselves and their loved ones safe.